For the past 35 years, Ian Estwick has been producing this country's longest-running comedy theater show, Laugh It Off.
Actually, how he got into this thing was one Thursday night, Elton Motley called me and told me that they were three guys who wanted to start a theater company and asking for assistance. So he insisted that they have a businessman involved. And I don't know what he thought of me then, but he called me and I met with him. And I've never been on stage in any capacity. I always attended the business of the theater. And you know, there's a saying that artists don't care about that, they just want to be on stage. Well, you can imagine what the result will be with that mindset. So I stick to what I think I'm good at, and I think I've survived 35 years, so I must be good at something.
He observes some of the changes that have occurred in producing this show over the 35 years of its existence.
In terms of approach, we've gone more electronic, more IT in our production now. We're using quite a lot of video as well as stage interacting, and which is something I suppose in 1985 we could never have imagined, but we use a lot of technology nowadays. I think I should say, David, that we would have thought when we started in 1985 that Laugh It Off would have encouraged more theatre groups to form and really to get involved with the theatre business in Barbados. We've not seen that. A lot of talent is coming out of the community college and the secondary schools, which we have to nurture, because whenever we have our performances, we usually have a night for those students to come, and not only to watch the performance, but also to interact with the cast and the director and so on. But I've not seen that take hold as I wanted it to when we started in 1985. But for Laugh It Off, I suppose we want to do more touring. Every year for the last 5 years, we've performed in Toronto. We want to do New York this year. There's a possibility of London. So I think in our downtime, which would be out of our season, we want to do more touring. To form a theater company is fine, but to produce a show, a series of performances, is very, very expensive. For instance, the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre is, I understand, $2,500 a night. In our time, when we first started, they used to take 10% of the gate. So there was an incentive there to put on performances, but I guess nowadays, very few theatre companies can afford to run a show over the weekend for $7,500 only for the venue alone. So finance is a hindrance. I think the National Cultural Foundation has to rethink that. They have to go back to find out how are they assisting the artists. And it doesn't appear that they are at this moment, and I think this is something that they've got to sit down and figure out. Because the whole thing about theatre is that you have to have more and more and more of it. Okay? And you cannot have that sort of impetus when you have financial challenges, starting at the venue, you know? Because when you take into consideration $2,500 for the venue, 17.5% for VAT, you've got to pay the actors. You then have to talk about advertising. Sponsorship, I think you know that in the last week, Tom Hines was talking about the problem in attracting sponsorship nowadays, and that's a fact. We are down significantly, but we wanted to make sure that our 35th year was celebrated.
Ian Estwick, producer of Laugh It Off, on Sagicor's Early Business.